מותר לקרוא מקרא בליל יום הכיפורים בלילו כיומו ולילה כיום יאיר. That Yamin brings down, it's mutar to read, for example, Tehillim on the night of Kippur. Normally we don't read Tehillim at night, only till after Hatzot. But the night of Kippur is like the day. Laila kayom yair. And then for those that want to read Tehillim when they get home, or they want to read the Pesukim from the Chumash, and things like that, it is mutar. Ha-hasidim v'anshem ma'aseh ayu ni'urim kol ha-layla la'asuk ba-Torah. Hasidim and the great men of action on the night of Kippur, they would stay up the whole night and learn Torah. Ki kol sha'at limud ba-layla zeh hashuvah yoter milimud shel shana achat bizman acher. Who says that? That Tamim also. That one hour of learning Torah on the night of Kippur is greater than learning a whole year. Hashuvah yoter milimud shel shana achat bizman acher. Vechen nahag Rabbeinu Ari. Rabbeinu Ari was noeg to that. Omnam, however, one has to be hakam. Many people, they want to be strict in one thing and it causes them to be lenient in another. I know many people that stayed up the whole night of Lil Kippur and they were washed out and the tefillah was a very, very bad tefillah. They fell asleep, they had no kavanot, they weren't able to make it even through a quarter of the day. And that's why the rabbi says, "Umnam im al yedei ze lo yechaven betfilat mahar, mutav sheyishan." Go to sleep. Especially if you're going to fall asleep during the Shema and the Amidah, at least they should stay up for a little while and read a little extra Torah. Some have the custom every night they put a glass of water next to their bed and they cover it just in case they wake up in the middle of the night and they're thirsty, so they have the glass next to them. However, on Yom Kippur one should not do that. Ben Ish Chai brings that down. So you might forget. You might wake up in the middle of the night. The water's over there. He drinks it. And Chas v'Shalom. And that's the halacha. Also, he says over here, "Biyom Kippurim, kodem kiniseto lebet hakiseh." Before a person goes to the bathroom on Yom Kippur, Yomar. התכבדו מכובדים, קדושים משרתי עליון, שמרוני, שמרוני, עזרוני, עזרוני, המתינו לי עד שכנס ויצא, שכן דרכן של בני אדם. Now this is really a beracha from the times of the Gemara, that when the people used to go to the bathroom, they used to make a special prayer telling the angels, please wait outside for me, when I have to go do what human beings do. But we're not noeg to say this. Why? Because who are we to say that we have angels with us? In the times of the Gemara, they were tzaddikim. But now, kilu, the person is saying that he has malachim. He says, "Ki af shebechol hashana enu agim leomro." Because it looks like, as if you're saying, he has angels. Aval biyom kadosh ze she Yisrael domim lemalachim. Today, where the Jewish people are like angels on Kippur, yuchal le'omro b'lachash. It's not a problem. He could say it quietly. And that's what the Beno Ben Ishchai says in Od Yosef Chai, Parashat Ve'yetzeh, Ot Dalet. Just like we say, Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed. We say it out loud on Kippur. Because we have a status like Malachim. So therefore, since our status is higher, so one is able to make that tefillah, even though all year we do not. Of course, the person doesn't know it by heart. The person would have to maybe write it down in order for him to get the text. Again, the text is, "Hitkabedu mechubadim, kedoshim, mishante alyon, shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni, hamtinuli, ad sheikanes veetzeh, sheken darkan shel benei adam."